This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I've got 1 minute to introduce this program because it's going to run a little long. This is the last part of this message, Is It I? It really is a tale of two people, and that is Simon Peter and Judas Iscariot. They both committed horrendous sins, and they both had different paths afterwards. And it's a look at the difference between the two. How did one end up going and hanging himself, and the other one is one of the pillars of the church? What gives? What's the difference? That is the message here today. Actually, it's godly sorrow. But let's hear that now. I'm going to expound on that. What's the difference between what Judas did and what Peter did? Here's the last part of this message, Is It I?
That's what happened to Jesus. His most trusted disciple. Would you do that? Could you do that? You could. You bet your sweet bippy you could. I've never heard of Jesus Christ. Now there's the tale of two people. One, Judas Iscariot, and Simeon Peter. And look what happened. Simeon Peter, traditionally known as Simon, is the pillar of the church of Jesus Christ. So what gives? Not one of you is going to betray me. Two people betrayed him. And Peter's was no worse or less worse than Judas's was. It's how they responded to betrayal is what sets them apart. Wouldn't you say? Don't try this at home. Put your hand on a stack of Bibles, raise your hand and say, I've never heard of Jesus Christ, or cast me down. Don't try that at home. Especially coming up in the end of the age when there's no repentance for that. What gives? The answer to that question is found in the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and hear me here. If you have committed an act of catastrophic betrayal in your life, you've got one of two options. Option number one is Judas. Option number two, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. It says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of this world produces death. See, there's two types of sorrow in this world. Godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. Satan would have you do things in a worldly manner, seeing he is the god of this world, as the Holy Spirit calls him. 2 Corinthians 4:4, God with a little g. For instance, have you noticed how stylish suicide is these days? It's the liberals' preferred method of leaving this world, is suicide. Even the doctors today will assist you with yours. Suicide, like Adolf Hitler's, is a supposed easy way out. Even King Saul fell on his sword and took his own life. That is worldly sorrow. Taking matters into your own hands and taking the easy way out and being a coward and taking your own life. regardless of who you leave behind and hurt. That's the cowardly way out. But there's another way to address sorrow in your heart, and that is godly sorrow. Turn with me, please. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. A certain man had two sons. I'm in verse 11. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. Now, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into this field to feed swine. And he would fain, or he would have gladly filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Now, verse 17 says, when he came to himself. There's the first step, is once you come back to yourself, because that will happen. The drugs will wear off, the alcohol will wear off, whatever you've done will wear off, and you'll come to yourself. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." There's the second step. Repentance. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, this is the third step. He followed through with his plan and didn't just talk about it. I said he followed through with his plan and didn't just talk about it. Notice he's going to say the same thing that he determined before he was going to say. I mean, how many times do we do that? We talk about something and we don't follow through. So the son says to him, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight." Remember, first off, you're sinning against God. Remember? Not against the person. You've sinned against God first. I forget where that verse is. It's Psalm 51. "Against you, you alone have I sinned." So I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. And so it is, or can be, with you too. Here's the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. With worldly sorrow, Satan whispers in your ears to go and end it all. It's all over. Satan will also whisper in your ears, "No, this one's too big for forgiveness. God can't forgive you of that." These are lies. Lies spoken by the enemy. The Spirit of the living God will convict you of sin and lead you toward repentance. This parable of the prodigal son is the perfect example which reveals the very heart of God. Look at the father's response to the child that comes to him in repentance. Verse 20. Again, look at the father's response to a child of his that returns to him in repentance. He arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him, and he ran to him and fell on his neck and kissed him. All right, first thing, he saw him coming from afar off. That is, he was looking for him. Have you ever talked to someone that was distracted? Maybe they're on their phone or something, Or they're out here looking and someone's talking to them, you know, and you're like, you didn't hear a word that I said. This is the Father. He saw him coming from a great way off. He was waiting for him to come home. He was distracted looking for his son. He was distracted looking for his daughter. Number two, he had compassion on him. The man was not waiting for his son with a club. He was waiting for his son in compassion, with open arms, to love on him when he returned. Not to beat on him, but to love on him. Number three, he ran to his son when she saw him coming. What's keeping you? Either way, which side of the fence are you on? Whether or not you're running home or whether or not someone's running to you. He ran to his son. This is God's response to a child that returns to him in repentance. God comes running. No matter what you've done, God comes running to you. He's waiting for you to repent and to turn back to him. Again, don't believe the lies of the enemy. Look at Peter's sin. And look at God's forgiveness. And look at Jesus' restoration of Peter, following godly repentance. And the last thing is, says he fell on his neck. That is a Hebrew idiom for giving him a bear hug. Big old bear hug, wrapping his arm around his neck. And lastly, as a result of godly sorrow, in this parable, the text says, they began to make merry. And there's the difference between Peter and Judas. That Judas listened to the voices in his head and went out and ended it all after betraying the Son of God. Simon Peter, after betraying the Son of God, went out, repented of his sin, and returned to God, if perhaps seeking he would forgive him for what he's done. And the Bible says that God stands with outstretched arms and welcomes you back into his arms. That is the God we serve. That is our Heavenly Father. For anyone who is strayed away and is like the prodigal son, God stands here with outstretched arms, no matter what you have done, and waits for you to return to him so that he can embrace you, hug you, love on you, and embrace your neck as well. I leave you with this promise in this verse. It says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.